Once again, Palmolive Brushless and Palmolive Lather. Palmolive, the largest selling brand of shave creams in the world, presents Can You Top This? Starring Senator Ford.
Good evening.
Harry Hirschfield.
Howdy.
And Joe Lowry, Jr.
Hello.
And now here's Palmolive Shave Cream's master of ceremonies, Dennis James.
Well, good evening, friends. Welcome to Can You Top This?, our unrehearsed massacre. Our three wits do not know what jokes have been chosen until the people's representative, Ward Wilson, batting for vacationing Peter Donald, tells them on the air. Our three gagsters have no scripts. They rely on memory and ability to switch jokes and make them fit the subject. Now, if Ward Wilson tells your submitted story, you get $10 plus a phonograph record, personally autographed by our wits, of Ward Wilson telling your story on the air. Laughs are registered on the big Palmolive shave meter in full view of the studio audience. And each time the wits fail to top your score, you win an additional $5, which means you may win $25. So right now it's on with the laughs, and are you ready, gentlemen?
Ready.
All right, then. The first joke this evening comes from Mr. Elroy Theo of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it's on the subject of service. For service
what?
For the last.
What is that?
Service.
Servant?
No, service. The same
oh,
size.
Service.
Gasoline or whatever you want to have it. Ward, with service for a laugh now, huh?
Mm-hmm. It'll service right, too, probably.
All right.
Well, this is a story about a hoity-toity woman who moved into a new apartment. It was on the 17th floor of this building, and the day that she arrived, the elevator broke down. So she had to get her trunk, which only weighed about 150 pounds, up to the 17th floor, and she got a hold of this little colored boy and said that she'd like to have it taken up to the 17th floor. So he gets it on his back and he starts struggling up these flights of stairs. And he's going along step after step and says, "Oh, my aching back, my sacroiliac." And he finally slavers up these steps. He gets up to the 17th floor and he puts the trunk down. And the woman looked at him and says, "Well, that's very good, my good man. Said, just how much do I owe you?" He says, "Well, ma'am," he says, "that cost you exactly $7. He says, "My goodness, $7? Well, that's entirely too much. I'll just pay you $5, that's all." He says, "Ma'am, you're talking to the wrong fella here." He says, "I'm a member of the AF of L, that's the Association of Find 'em and Lose 'em." He says, "After all, we got the president, Joe L. Lewis, in the corner with us, you know." He says, "I can't take no rates like that. $7 is supposed to be the fee, and that's what I got to get." Says, "Well, after all, you know that there's something approaching a depression, and I can't pay you $7. "The depression? Says, "Lady, depression ain't nothing but a dent, and a dent ain't nothing but a hole, and a hole ain't nothing. And if you think I'm going to stand around here arguing about nothing, you're crazy. Says, $7 is the fee, and that's all. That's the final price." Says, "Well, I will give you $5, and if I don't give you $7, just what are you going to do about it?" Says, "Man, I'm telling you, if you don't give me the $7, I'm going to take that trunk and lug it right down where I got it from. That's what I'm going to do."
Well, Ward, that got a $7.50 on the Palmolive shave meter, so we'll see if our three wits can tie it. They've got some leeway in there. About $2.50.
You only asked for $7.
That's right. Joe Lowry Jr.'s first.
A fellow goes into a pretty nice restaurant. He sits down, and a waiter comes over to him, and he says, "Soup." So the fellow brings him this soup. A few minutes later, he calls up, and he says, "Waiter, can't drink the soup." He says, "Why, you can't drink the soup? Why, this is a wonderful soup." He says, "We never have complaints about it." He says, "Can't drink the soup." He says, "Just a minute." So he calls over the head waiter. Head waiter says, "I hear you can't drink the soup." "Why, that's terrible." He says, "We have the most wonderful soup here. We pride ourselves on the soup, especially. It's wonderful." He says, "Can't drink the soup?" He says, "Just a minute." So he calls over the proprietor. Proprietor says, "Why, the head waiter and the waiter tell me that you can't drink the soup." He says, "Why, we pride ourselves on the soup. I've been in business here for 40 years, and nobody's ever done that. Why, this is wonderful." He says, "I don't care. I can't drink the soup." So he says, "Just a minute." And the chef comes out. Chef is excited, one of those French chefs. He says, "I have never heard of a thing like that." He says, "You insult me." He says, "I'm a wonderful chef. I worked in Russia." He says, "I worked in Germany. I worked in England." He says, "This is the most wonderful soup in the world." He says, "And you say you can't drink the soup." He says, "I can't drink the soup." He says, "Why can't you drink the soup?" He says, "No spoon."
Well, you may not have had a spoon, Joe, but you sure dished out a 1,000, so you're all set for this round. Harry Hirschfield with his hand up.
Well, this is about services. There's a gag going around about this. There's a drunk passing a house of worship, and he hears the music coming out, and he don't know where he's at. He hears the music, he's attracted, he sits down, and the organ is playing, and then the preacher does his sermon for a half hour, then the choir sings, then the minister, preacher, talks again for 40 minutes, again the organ, again the choir, again he speaks for 40 minutes, and again the choir, and again the organ. When it's all over, the preacher passes the drunk that he sees there, and he says, "Were you impressed?" He says, "The music was beautiful, but the commercials are a little too long."
Well, we'll get something long in there. We got a long laugh. That was on 1,000, Harry, on the palm olive shave creams meter. So that's the commercial, too. All right, it's up to you, Senator.
Well,
that got a 50.
Listen, for one word, that's not bad. A plumber walked into the living room of a house and he said to the husband, he said, "I just came out of the kitchen. You know, I found an awful mess in there." The husband said, "Just a minute, you're speaking of the woman I love." Short, wasn't it?
Short but sweet. It was a 1,000. All three of you gentlemen topped Mr. Seal.
Sure, two more I could have told.
You got two more? Would you like
to?
Yeah,
by the time they got through with those cereals that they said, you know, those commercials.
But you are finished, then.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so since three of you did top Mr. Seal, though, we'll send Mr. Seal $10 with the compliments of palm olive shave creams and a copy of that laugh-packed and brand-new joke book, Can You Top This?, written by our three wits. In addition, we're sending Mr. Thiel an actual phonograph record of Ward Wilson telling his story on the air. Now here's Dan Donaldson with the biggest shaving news in history.
Three men out of every four get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Brushless Shave Cream way. Yes, three men out of every four get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Brushless Shave Cream way. This is not just a promise, not just a claim. 1,297 men tried the new different Palmolive Brushless way to shave, and no matter how they shaved before, 79% found beards easier to cut, 75% got less razor pull, 69% closer shaves, 82% smoother feeling skin. And three men out of every four got more comfortable, actually smoother shave. But you be the judge. Try the new Palmolive brushless way to shave yourself. Here's all you do. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse. Soap your face thoroughly again and apply Palmolive brushless shave cream. Smooth it upward into your beard. This way you get the full benefit of Palmolive brushless shave cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave. And that's all. But remember, Palmolive brushless shave cream offers you proof that three men out of every four get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Brushless Shave Cream way.
Should shaving comfort be forgot
and shavers rant and rave?
Oh, no, my friend, your worries end
with Palmolive Brushless Shave.
You're in voice tonight, gentlemen. Suppose we get on with another round now to continue our contest of wit and humor. And here's a joke which was sent in by Mr. Steve Zelay of Barberton, Ohio. And the subject of this joke is names, like Jones, Peoria, Kiwani, you know, just names of any kind.
Thanks for the explanation.
Well, I had to on service, gentlemen, so I thought we'd make it clear this time. Ward, we won't call you any names, so if you come up with the 1,000, so take off, huh?
Okay, Debbie, this is a story about one of Pete's favorites, Herkimer Jerkimer, who is commonly known as one of Senator Ford's quarter wits. He's not exactly bright. And he meets one of his childhood pals on the street, and the kid says,
"Hi there, Hoikey. Says, seen you down at City Hall yet? What was you doing?"
He says, "Duh, I went down there with a friend of mine."
Says, "Yeah, what was your friend's name?"
Says, "Well, that's the whole thing. He went down to change his name. He says, his name is Joe Chizmanskiewicz, and he wanted to get it changed."
"Well, what did they change it to?"
"He says, Charlie Chizmanskiewicz." "Got it all fixed up."
"Says, well, thinking about that, about his name and your name, he says, incidentally, I never asked you, where was you born?"
"He says, in the hospital I was born."
No, he says, what city was you born in?"
"He says, I was born in New York City."
"He says, which part?"
"He says, all of me. What are you talking about, which part?"
No, he says, "I know you for a long time now, Hoikey." He says, "I never got confidential with you. What? I don't believe you ever told me your full name."
He said, oh, well, I don't know whether I ever give you my full name or not before, but just my my mother and father, they called me Herkimer Q. Jerkimer.
It's Herkimer Q. Jerkimer, eh? What's the Q for?
What's the Q for? The Q is what you shoot pool with.
Well, Ward, the price came right back. He's going to take the trunk down the stairs. He's getting his $7. It was a 700 up there.
Give me a little chalk for the cue, would it?
Yes. All right, gentlemen, let's see. You've got a 300 leeway to play with. Harry Hirschfield first.
Well, here's a kind of a crazy story. How people react to a different question. How people react to a thing. There's a fellow wants to find his way to Centerville in his car. So he stops to a fellow who's named Schultz. He says, is this the way to Centerville? It says, yes, you go over to George Washington Bridge. It says, no, you go to Holland Tunnel. It says, no, you go by the way, I think, of Staten Island. He says, thank you. And he walked up to another guy named Jackson. He says, is this the way to Centerville? He said, the one in Georgia or the one here? He says, no, the one here. He says, let's see, you go by the way of Brooklyn. I think that's the shortest. He said, no, when you get to Brooklyn, no, you go by the way of Yonkers. He says, thank you, thank you. And he goes up and sees to a fellow named Finnegan. And he said, is this the way to Centerville? He says, you go 22 miles, you turn left, then you go right to the little schoolhouse, and then you go 12 miles. He says, thank you. And he comes up to a guy who's named Ginsburg. And he says, is this the way to Centerville? Ginsburg looks up and says, you have to go there.
Tell you, Harry, do I? That was another 1,000 for you. Senator Ford, you try it this trip, will you? Want to wait this one settles down a little?
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to talk into Harry's laugh. Well, I know a fellow with a lot of Jack who's an ace spender. Jack Ace, they call him. Well, Titsy Baumwartle and Dopey Dildock were talking, and Titsy, in the course of the conversation, said something about Victor Hugo. So Dopey says, I've never heard of him. So a little while later, he mentioned Julius Caesar. Dopey says, I've never heard of him. Titsy says, I bet you don't even know Adam, do you? He says, well, I don't know about that. What's his last name? Then little Oscar Fotzengoggle had a kid with him, and he said to Oscar, hey, what was your mama's maiden name? Oscar says, I don't know, but according to our towels, it must have been Waldorf Astoria.
Well, Senator, that was 1,550, all totaled up. But the last one did bring in 1,000, $700 was all you had to top, so you don't have to worry about it. Let's see, it was little Joe.
Well, that's nice of you. That's white of you.
Oh, sure. Well, we could have gone on and on, but...
Undoubtedly.
So could you have gone on and on. Joe, you ready?
Yeah, the Friends of Ireland had a terrific convention. And, oh, there was thousands of fellas there, and in the lobby of the hotel, they had a desk there, and it says, register here. Friends of Ireland, register here. All members, register here. So they come up, and the fellas say, what's your name? It says, Finnegan. Finnegan, okay. What's your name? Casey. He says, Casey. Houlihan, okay. Doyle, okay. The fellow comes along, he says, what's your name? He says, Quinn. So he looks up, he says, what? He says, Quinn. Montgomery Quinn. And he looks at him, he says, you Quinn? He says, yeah, yeah. He says, spell it. He says, C-O-H-E-N, Quinn.
Commonly called spelling out a gag, too, Joe. Well, that was another 1,000, so three of our wits got a 1,000. Plus, the senator told three stories, Joe. If you've got any more you want to throw in, it's perfect.
Hey, I heard one on the air the other day. For a goofy story. I forget what program had it on, but I thought it was a cute story about guys arguing about names and all. He says, well, my father's crazy about horses, and he says he calls himself Fleeker. He says, crazy about horses? He calls himself Fleeker? That's his name? He says, yeah, his name is Fleeker. He says, he must be crazy. He says, that's what my mother says. My mother says he's crazy naming himself after a horse. He says, what's your mother's name? He says, Lassie.
That was just the capper.
Well, say, Dennis, while we're on that subject, I could throw in one. You know, recently when I had that appendectomy, I came out of the hospital and I ran into one of the lambs down at the club and he said, where were you? I said, they took my appendix. He said, you should have had it in your wife's name.
Well, go ahead, Harry. You haven't had your second try.
A name, too. A Marine comes back and he calls up a girl and he says, can I call out your house tonight? He says, who's this talking? He said, Gideon. She said, who? He said, Gideon. G like in gin. I like a nice. D like in drink. She said, that's identification enough. Come right up.
Well, that was a good round, gentlemen. Extra full. But all three of you topped Mr. Zaley the first time, so we sent Mr. Zaley $10 with the compliments of Palmolive Shave Creams and a copy of that laugh-packed and brand-new joke book, Can You Top This?, written by our three wits and now on sale wherever books are sold. In addition, we're sending Mr. Zaley an actual phonograph record of Ward Wilson telling his story on the air. Clear your throats, gentlemen, because here we go again. This joke comes in from Mr. I.L. Miller of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the subject is conversation. Well, let's have a word from Ward, a sentence from Harry.
Okay. Oh, he's a poet and doesn't know it. This kid is really in there pitching, isn't he? Well, this is a story about little Pat Mulvaney, who was up in Central Park, and he sat down on the park bench. He looked very disgusted and dejected alongside of another fellow who happened to be sitting on the bench, and the fellow turned and looked at him. He says, how are you feeling?
It's all terrible, terrible, terrible. It's awful. Yes, I'm so disgusted with the world.
Said, well, what's the matter with you?
He says, well, it's amazing. He said, you take the silly things these people will believe. Says, hey, I never seen such a thing in my life. Here you would take it, for example. They believe in Friday the 13th. They believe in not putting hats on the bed. He says, they don't walk under ladders. They believe in the Blarney Stone and four-leaf clovers. Most of them ain't clovers to begin with. They even believe in the promises of women. They bet on race horses and cures for baldness and all them things.
He says, well, what's the matter with that? I do, too.
He said, well, it's very discouraging to me. He said, they'll doubt the simple, little, completely and obvious fact that I've been trying to tell them over and over again, but they ignore me and insist on finding out for themselves. And believe me, I'm pretty fed up.
He says, believe for themselves, pretty fed up. He says,
incidentally, just what and who are you? He says, who, me? He says, I'm the guy who puts up all them signs that say wet paint.
Well, wet paint must need keep off, Ward. So for Mr. Miller, you got a big 1,000. Our three wits will have to try to tie it. They certainly can't top that one. Let's see. Little Joe from Kokomo.
Well, this is the kind that I go crazy when I like them. I don't know. The guy making conversation in the bar room. Fella standing up against the bar and the bartender. And the fella says, what are you doing? Bartender, what do you do? He says, I'm a magician. I work in vaudeville. Vaudeville's got worked around cabarets and I says, some kind of tricks, will you? So he shows him a card trick and then a coin trick and all kinds of little tricks and everything. And the bartender says, yeah, it's all right, all right. Yeah, that's fine. And the magician says, you like that kind of stuff, don't you? He says, yeah, yeah. He says, do you know any tricks? He says, all I know is house tricks. He says, house tricks. He says, fine, house tricks with you.
Well, Joe, no worry for you. That was a 1,000 on the palm olive shade
like
meter.
Those
I'm glad you like it, Joe. But this is the one time, I think, since I've stepped in here that everybody else liked it along with you. All right, Harry Hurst. Huh? Yes.
Mark Hellinger, the great producer, told me a screwball story that fits this. There's a drunk coming out of a saloon, and a kind old lady sees him and says, oh, the curse of drink. You know, you ought to stop drinking, because when you drink, you don't eat, and when you don't eat, you get malnutrition. Please stop drinking. Go to a restaurant, sit down, eat some nice roast chicken. Please do that, for my sake. You don't know me, but for my sake, stop drinking and eat something. Says, I know what I'm doing. I'll stop drink, I'll go to a restaurant, and I'll eat. So he staggers down the street, and he gets in a place to sit down, but it's not a restaurant. The shoe shining parlor. The shoe shining parlor looks up, guy at him and says, light or dark? He said, it don't make no difference as long as I don't get the neck.
You know, boys, actually, you've got me at a decided disadvantage on this round. Joe started it off, And the thing is conversation, and if I try to stop any of you, say, well, he said it, didn't he?
Well, it is.
Anything is conversation, even what you're doing.
No, what he's doing isn't conversation. That's argument.
I'll buy it. There's nothing I can say around it, so go ahead and talk to me.
There's nothing you can do about it, Dennis, but I accept it.
That's all. It's your turn, too.
Oh, is it? Well, two husbands were talking, and one said, my wife talks to herself. The other one said, my wife talks to herself, too, but she doesn't know it. She thinks I'm listening.
Senator, that was a legitimate conversation gag. Thank you very much. That completes the round, and incidentally, it was a perfect round. 4 1,000s right down the line. And so we send Mr. Miller $25 with the compliments of Palmolive Shave Creams, plus a 1,000 club certificate. In addition, we're sending Mr. Miller an actual phonograph record of Ward Wilson telling his story on the air. At this point, Ron Rawson has good shaving news for brush and lather fans.
Men, if you like oceans of rich, thick, moisture-soaked lather, try the new different Palmolive lather way to shave. A way that means smoother, more comfortable shaves for 3 men out of every 4.
It's a fact, men, not a promise. 1,251 men proved the new Palmolive Lather Shave Cream Way brings smoother, more comfortable shaves to 3 men out of every 4.
So get Palmolive Lather Shave Cream. Discover its heavy, easy-to-work-up lather. Lather that holds its moisture, doesn't dry out. See how the new Palmolive Lather Shave Cream Way makes beards easier to cut, gives less razor pull, closer shave, smoother-feeling skin. Give smoother, more comfortable shaves to 3 men out of every 4.
Here's all you do. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse. Soap your face thoroughly again. Do not rinse. Brush Palmolive Lather upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive Lather Shave Cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave.
And that's all. But you be the judge. Get Palmolive Lather Shave Cream and try the new, different Palmolive Lather way to shave. Remember, it's proved. Proved to give smoother, more comfortable shaves to 3 men out of every 4.
Now, here's a joke sent in by Miss Selma Jordan of New York, New York, and it's on the subject of anger, to be peed and so on. Well, Ward, see if
like
you can make...
Like you were a minute ago about the conversation?
It wasn't that I was peed, Senator. It was just that I was at that disadvantage and wanted to do something about it. You set, Ward. You're not angry, are you?
Now?
Now, yes.
Just let me know. This is a story about Mrs. Fufnik, who met her girlfriend, Turalura Goldfarb, on the street. And Mrs. Fufnik was looking very angry, so Turalura said...
Well, for goodness sakes, what are you looking so mad today? You look all excited.
She says, oh, yeah. She says, well, last night, Jake took me to the hopper. She says, I went to see the Barbara Schlemiel. wonderful music by Rimsky-Korsakov. Says, everything is beautiful. Play the number, Opus 6, Theme C, Drawing Room 8, Sacra 12, something like that. Anyway, the boy had a beautiful voice in the opera, singing grand, and...
She says, well, what's the matter? What's upset about you?
She says, well, you didn't hear them. They half of it. She's going to the opera, so what did I do? So I went and got myself all dressed up. I should look very Yankee Doodle, hipsy-pipsy. Yeah, I got a long pair of kid gloves, Max Cross. Went to get a lovely little number, an evening creation hat from Lily Dashay Piro. Then went down, picked out a lovely pair of high heel shoes from I Miller. And the dress, a very cute little number. Says I went down to Klein's Fourth Avenue, picked out. And also a beautiful fancy fur piece I got from I.J. Wolf. Plus, mind you, plus the very handsome jewelry that I put on from Amaka Schlemmer. She says, so we went to the opera, and I'm so upset.
She says, well, why are you so upset? What's the matter with you?
She says, well, in addition to that, I'm so peeved because I also had with me a brand new pair of opera glasses, and I couldn't use them.
She says, and why couldn't you use them?
She says, because that clock of a husband of mine, that stupid schmo, what did he do? He gets seats in the very first row.
Well, as far as you're concerned, Ward, it was way up in the balcony, in the 1,000th row. So that takes care of this round for the three wits. They're just going to have to work, perspire, and try it. Senator Ford first.
Well, a young couple was sitting in the living room. The lights were out, and so were the girl's family. So he leaned over and gave her a nice, juicy kiss on the mouth, and then backed up to get the effect. She looked kind of bored, and she said, you know, you don't kiss like Van Johnson. He said, well, remember, I ain't got Betty Grable here neither.
Ditto. That was a 1,000, Senator. Joe, let's let this one settle down, Joe.
Yeah,
then it's your
sure.
turn next. Go ahead, Mother. Get it out of your system.
Huh? Okay. Now?
Now.
That's conversation.
Right.
Well, Casey passes Doyle, and he looks at Doyle, and Doyle is fit to be tied. He's sitting on a stoop. He's fit to be tied. He says, Doyle, what's the matter with you? He says, I've never seen you so angry in your life. He says, you'd be angry, too. He says, what's the matter? He says, what's the matter? He says, this morning I thought I'd get up early. I got up real early, and I thought I'd surprise me wife. She was in the kitchen cooking. So I sneak into the kitchen, and I give her a big kiss on the back of her neck. And without turning around, mind you, she says, all right, leave 2 quarts of milk and 1 quart of cream.
This just seems to be a 1,000 night, that's all I can say. That's a 1,000 for Joe, Harry. We'll just have to wait again.
I'd like to wait till I don't have to get on.
Yeah, all right.
But Mrs. Finnegan had never been to an army camp. She never saw soldiers, in fact. She came to this army camp, and she saw one sentry with the gun passing the other sentry, not saying anything. Then they passed each other again, not saying anything, passed each other again. Finally, she went over and says, you're acting like a couple of kids. Make up and be friends again, will you?
Well, boys, you doed it again. That was another perfect round. 1,000 right across the board, and so we send Miss Jordan $25 for the compliments of Palm Olive Shave Creams, plus a 1,000 club certificate. In addition, we're sending Miss Jordan an actual phonograph record of Ward Wilson telling her story on the air.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth. For Colgate cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, brings out natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Well, gentlemen, right now I have a question I'd like to ask right at this point. Folks, why don't you compete in this weekly gag fest? It's lots more fun when you have a part in it. You may win $25 or at least $10 when your joke is read, plus a phonograph record personally autographed by our whip of Ward Wilson or Peter Donald telling your story on the air. Just send your favorite joke to Can You Top This in care of NBC New York or the station to which you are listening. Do not send your jokes to any individual on the program. Send them in care of Can You Top This. If your joke isn't used the week it's sent in, don't be discouraged because it may be used on a later broadcast. So join Can You Top This, originated by Senator Ford, next week, same time, same gang. Other jokes, some new, some old. And until then, we remain yours for bigger and better laughs.
Joe Laurie, Jr.
Senator Ford.
No Spoon Wilson.
Harry Hirschfield.
Peter Donald James.
And Dan Donaldson saying goodnight for Palmolive Brushless and Palmolive Lather. Palmolive, the largest selling brand of shave creams in the world. Next time you drive your car, remember, 2 auto accidents are occurring somewhere every minute you drive. So obey traffic regulations, and most important, make sure you're physically able to drive without endangering yourself and others. Remember, your safety and that of others is in your hands when your hands are on the wheel. So be careful. The life you save may be your own.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.